Hangout with Heather is brought to you in partnership with Sorbet Dunkeld and David Gilson Hair, because you all deserve to look your very best.
You are listening to Hangout with Heather, on Niche Radio.
Hello and welcome back to Hang Out with Heather, with me, Heather Hook, here with you once again on Niche Radio. Of course, I have a bumper show packed for you, so do stay tuned. It's going to be a goodie as always. So this month, November month, is the month to get your comedy on. I spoke about Broken English last week, and there are a host of other amazing shows on the go at Silver Star Casino currently this month. So if you want to laugh until you cry, and to be honest, given the state of our nation and I think a lot of other things, we probably all should laugh until we cry, then you would want to catch another comedic star that is heading in a stream of comedy madness to the West Rand's premier entertainment destination. Sifiso Nene's show, Typical Zulu, it's a stand-up comedy show, is taking place at Silver Star Casino on the 11th of November at 7:30. So that's on Saturday, 11th of November, Typical Zulu. Sifiso won the first season of So You Think You Are Funny on SABC One, and he's become quite a prominent fixture on the South African comedy circuit. So as you can imagine, Typical Zulu addresses local topics such as taxi drivers, politics, Zulu stereotypes, and loads more. It is a must-see for anyone who is Zulu, or who knows Zulu, or knows anybody Zulu, and anybody who actually just really wants a good laugh. So the show is 80% vernac, so you do need to understand sort of what's going on, and is not suitable for anyone under the age of 16. The tickets range from 180 to 200 rand. That's Sifiso Nene's Typical Zulu on this Saturday, the 11th of November at 7:30 at Silver Star Casino. And then just a quick reminder, do not miss Broken English, side-splitting comedy with Skulk Bazaidnote and Loyiso Madinga, and that is taking place on Friday, the 17th of November at 8 p.m. also at Silver Star, and the tickets are 120 rand per person. That also promises to be a huge hoot. If you want to find out more, you can head on over to Silver Star's website, that's silverstarcasino.co.za, and find out what else they have on the go besides the comedy shows. There's loads on offer for everybody, so do make sure to check that out. Now, if you love makeup and you love good makeup, or you love trying new types of looks and discovering new brands, then look no further. NYX Professional Makeup, the world-class makeup brand, which has officially just opened its doors in Sandton City and is known as one of America's cult favorite makeup brands, is now available in a standalone store in Sandton City. Yay! So this opened on Saturday. And NYX Professional Makeup is known as a symbol of beauty and power, and was named after the Greek goddess who ruled the night, and is renowned for premium quality products and its celebration of everyday makeup at affordable prices. I have never used this brand, but I'm quite excited. Their palette range looks absolutely fantastic, and I'm very, very excited to go and check them out. They've got like liquid eyeliner, they've got everything that you need, from brows to brushes to glitter and to gloss, and the store is boasting over 1,400 beauty products, each carefully designed and created for a new generation of makeup lovers. They are also a member of Peter's Beauty Without Bunnies program since 2010, which I really love. And they bring an unparalleled mix of leading global and local retailers to fit into Sandton City's glam fam. So that sounds absolutely epic. I'm going to go through and check them out. So NYX Professional Makeup, now open in Sandton City. And if you like all things makeup and all things new and trendy, do go and check them out. Now, one of my favorite jewelry brands, Nomination Jewelry, have just turned 30. And I love a good birthday party, and I'm heading towards a big birthday myself. So I won't tell you which one, but I'm just going to say a happy birthday to my favorite jewelry range, Nomination. And they joined us at Monte Casino last week, and we had an absolutely amazing party to celebrate the 30th. So for those of you who don't know, nominations started off originally with a composable bracelet, and I'm going to share the interview that I had with Alessandro from nominations last week. But basically, it's a bracelet that's made up of a whole bunch of composable links that can clip in and out. And the idea is that you buy the bracelet plain, and then you buy whichever link or specific piece means something to you. And there are thousands of them to celebrate things like birthdays, weddings, if you've been traveling. There's really a lot on the go. So basically, the idea is that you put together a bracelet that's specifically made for you. So in my case, hey, this bracelet would celebrate milestones like birthdays, like things that I've achieved, amazing trips that I've gone on. It would be unique completely for me. Again, also, you get the bracelet when you're young, and it grows with you as you grow, and you add to it, and you wear it throughout your lifetime. So it's a really, really nice concept, and I really, really love them. And they've also just launched their lifestyle range as well, so that's necklaces and earrings, etc. But I chatted to Alessandro, who is the son of the owner, Paolo. Paolo is as Italian can be. He can barely speak English. So I chatted to Alessandro and found out a little bit more about Nomination Jewelry, where they started, where their roots are, and how long they've been in South Africa.
It's a special story. It's not just a story of a product. It's a story of my family. That's why this year is so important for us, because 30 years in the jewelry industry, for a family-based company, it doesn't happen every day. And the company started with the revolutionary idea of my father, Paolo Gensini, to create something unique, something iconic, something original that everywhere, everyone could wear. And he got the idea of the composable bracelet, that is not a charm bracelet, but it's a link bracelet. And he got the idea not from the jewelry industry, because he was not in the jewelry industry when he came up with the idea, but actually he was an ice cream maker.
Oh wow,
yeah,
okay.
That's why I'm
that's quite a change.
It's a change, because as he always said to me, most of the revolutionary ideas are coming from a different sector. Because when you're in a sector, you're just...
Yes, you sometimes don't think outside or think of different things.
You have to think outside the box. So he was, when he was like 20 years old, young, he was working in the metal mechanic industry. Then after a few years, he moved to the other jobs, and then he ended up making ice cream in a famous bar in Florence.
Nothing wrong with ice cream, though.
No,
ice cream.
I love ice cream, too. And every day, we're talking about the 80s, he was looking at people buying the ice cream, and he noticed that everyone was buying the ice cream. And the middle-class people, they were naked with no accessories, no jewelry. Meanwhile, the upper-class, the most rich people, they were full of jewelry. So the jewelry was a status symbol, like a lot of gold, heavy stones, junk products. So he got the idea, why we cannot create something that is simple, modern, contemporary, something that
affordable.
Affordable, yes. Mm. Something that everyone can buy, wear, but at the same time it's precious.
Yes.
Why we cannot create a jewelry for everyone?
Yes.
So he got the idea to create something that was made of steel.
Yes.
So the first revolutionary idea was to combine steel and to bring steel into jewelry industry, because at that time only gold and silver.
Gold and silver, yeah.
And after that, you create something modern, easy to combine, that could be suitable for all different styles and all different looks. So, as a nice thing, he wanted to create a product that everyone could combine and choose the personal flavor.
Okay, so you can choose whether you want gold or silver. You can choose what you want on it. You can take them apart and change them up. And
exactly. Actually, you can choose between more than 3,000. Rose gold or sterling silver.
Okay.
The base is always steel. And the beauty of the product is not a charm bracelet where you have a base bracelet where you hang the charm.
Yes.
But each link combined to each other creates the actual bracelet.
Yes.
So, as we say, that the bracelet can will grow with you.
Yes.
Because you start when you are a baby, and then as you grow, the bracelet can grow with you.
You can add links to make it bigger.
As you can have many bracelets you want telling your story as you grow.
And I see you can wear silver and gold together. It doesn't matter, because that's always been a big thing. Like, you don't wear gold if you're wearing silver and vice versa. And I love the fact that you can mix it up.
Exactly. Especially coming from a product that is steel-based with gold on it, we give it a chance to everyone to wear multiple colors on the bracelet. Yes.
And how long have you been in South Africa?
Now, we just got here 2 days ago.
No. I mean, like, how long has the product been in South Africa? I know you've been here for 2 years.
The product now, I think, is 10 years.
Okay.
That, let's say, we started, like, to import
and the to sell.
But let's say that every year the business is growing, we're really happy. We see every time we're coming back here, more people loving and wearing the bracelet.
Yeah.
And as my father said, like, sometimes we don't believe how much the bracelet is loved from people. So we don't go to the countries and we see the customers, we see the end consumers, we see our dealers. Everybody loves the bracelet because the bracelet is something that everybody can have. This is something unique. Because if you think about other brands, everybody has a design, everybody has like a target, everybody has special communication. We are like, we have something that not many people have because it's suitable for everyone every day of your life. And if you really need it to work.
Yeah, and how many countries around the world are you in?
More than 40 countries.
Oh, wow.
That's an amazing story. In terms of like presence in all around the world. We have still some countries where we are not in, for example, India, China, we are starting now. But let's say that
there
are goals for next year.
Well, that was my last question for you, is where to in the future? So where to in 2018?
Yes, we have many projects for next year, and also we have new projects for 2019.
Okay.
So we have something. It's a secret.
So we can't say, but we have to. We'll just have to watch and see.
Yeah, let's say that somehow we will bring back the composable to their origins with a modern and contemporary touch.
Then I asked Alessandro to tell us a little bit more about their lifestyle range, so not just the bracelets, but the other jewelry that they've now launched.
One of our most important values is to export all around the world, not just a bracelet. Of course, it's the DNA and the most iconic product we have, but in general, to export the Italian style.
Mm.
Because we have a product, we have design, everything is designed by us in Italy, in Florence. We have quality because everything is produced in Florence by human beings, by Italians.
And you know where it's being produced.
Yes, everything is produced by us and no machines, but everything handmade. And everything is done with Italian style.
What is Italian style?
Yeah, for us it's not just a design. For us it's a mix of quality, originality, and human being, the soul.
Yes.
Because we say that all our products, they're not coming from a machine.
Yeah.
And we believe that when a product is coming from a machine, it can be beautiful or not, but it doesn't have soul.
It's got no... Yes. Yeah.
Our products, you can like it or not, but all of them, when you wear it, when you touch and feel, they have a big soul. And that soul is the love and passion the Italians put in everything they do.
Mm-hmm.
And our mission is to export the Italian style as much as we can. Not just with composable, but also with fashion lines. So every 6 months we have new necklaces, earrings, key rings, rings. Because we want to give to our consumers, to our customers, the chance to create total look.
Yes.
So Italian style as like not just a bracelet. But
and everything works together, right?
So
you can wear your composables, you can wear your earrings, you can wear your...
all of the company to create total look made by us with 100% Italian style, by the design, by the material, by the love and passion that we use.
So great chatting with Alessandro. And if you want to find out more about Nominations Jewelry or you want to get your hands on your very own piece, you can head on over to their website, nomination.com, and go and check it out. It explains all about the craftsmanship and all the work, etc., that's gone into the composable bracelets and now also their lifestyle range. And you can find them at most jewelers. You'll see the sign outside that says nomination. It really is becoming a highly prized item, and I'm loving mine at the moment. And like I said, I can't wait to start creating my own story on a bracelet, that that's something that I can leave to my kids one day, or is just a memory of the amazing things that I've got to do and the life that I've got to live, which has been, when I look back at it, nothing short of extraordinary. So this would be the perfect piece to go with that extraordinary life. Now, if you are looking for the perfect year-end function spot, because yes, we are almost at the end of the year, could you believe it? One of my favorite chill-out spots on the weekend, also have some great stuff on the go during the week as well, and they are ready to turn your year-end function into an absolute blast. Stanley Beer Yard, well-known, I speak about them often. They're often frequented by beer lovers and music fundies, and they have a great selection of craft beers, boutique wines, and some amazing and delicious food, and just the cutest decor. I really love this place. So they can turn the courtyard into whatever you may require for your year-end function. They can accommodate up to 200 people, and there are full function menus and three-course dinners available to suit, depending what your catering needs are. You just need to let them know. They've got space inside for DJs and for bands and a dance floor, and it really just is a cool, cool venue that I absolutely love. And if you have over 30 guests, they will throw in a complimentary craft beer for you. Well, what's not to like? There's safe and secure parking across the street, and Stanley Beer Yard is one of the most buzzing spots in Joburg at the moment. So if you want to find out more, you want to inquire about having your year-end function, or you just want to head through there on the weekend, you can give them a call on 011-482-5791, or you can drop them an email, stan@stanleybar.co.za. I will see you there shortly. I'm actually planning on heading through, I think, this weekend. So I will see you at Stanley Beer Yard. Last but not least, if you love a good giveaway, then I have a set of tickets to give away to see Rock of Ages. And they are worth 300 Rand per set. Sorry, I have two sets of tickets to give away. My goodness, I'm so excited. I've got two sets of tickets to give away to the 8 o'clock performance on Saturday the 18th of November. So two lucky listeners will win themselves a set of tickets valued at 300 Rand per set. Rock of Ages, of course, as you know, the amazing movie that had Tom Cruise in it, and now is coming to South Africa with an all-South African cast to the Lyric Theatre at Gold Reef City. So it opens on the 17th, so you get to come along with me the next evening, which is the Saturday, the 18th, and have an absolute blast. This is said to be a sing-along dancing in the aisle party show, loads of humor and a charming love story to add to it. And it is going to be running, as I said, from the Lyric Theatre at Gold Reef City from Friday the 17th of November to Sunday the 10th of December. So do make sure you have your tickets, and also make sure to enter my competition. So what do you need to do? You need to head on over to the blog, heatherhook.com. You can click on the competitions tab and you'll see the Rock of Ages tickets there. All you need to do is comment below the post and tell me why you really want to see the show. That's it. Easy peasy. And I will draw the winners next week. So there's a stellar South African cast. Josh Ainslie, who was the Voice SA runner-up, he's playing the lead role of Drew. Claire Taylor, Zach Hendricks, Craig Urbani, and of course my good friend Andrew Webster, who's going to be playing the role of Stacey Jacks. I can't wait to see that. So if you also want to find out more about Rock of Ages, head on over to heatherhook.com. And actually, if you want to find out about anything that I've spoke about on the show today, everything is on my blog, heatherhook.com. And yeah, make sure to enter, and I look forward to seeing you there on the 18th. It's going to be epic. Love a good musical. That is it from me for this week. I'll be back with you next week on Hangout with Heather. If you want to get in contact with me, I am on social media, and I love my social media, so do make sure that you follow and engage. I'm on Twitter, Heather L. Hook, Facebook as well, facebook.com/HeatherLHook, and my Instagram, Heather Louise Hook. So give me a shout if there's anything on the go, or if you've got something on the go in and around your city or town that you feel that I should be chatting about, or somebody that I should be interviewing, please do let me know, and I can definitely set that up. And I will be back with you again next week. I hope that your week ahead is productive and good, and that you have a restful weekend. And I will be back with you next week. Have a great day. Lots of love. Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or log into www.nicheradio.co.za.